Radio. I will be your cruise director for this Tuesday, September 1st, folks. That's right, we are in September already. Can you believe it? I've got to pinch myself. So, welcome to this Tuesday, September 1st edition of the Daily Complaint. We are so excited to come to you and talk about many things involving mortgage and foreclosure and loan modification, and requesting help from someone you might not know whether or not they can help you. We've got a lot to do today. Welcome, as I said, welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the second, third, fourth, tenth time. Welcome to those of you who are just joining us out of curiosity. Hopefully we will pique yours, as these topics generally pique ours. And we still haven't figured out what time we're going to air, so as of right now, we are airing at 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. However, you can always listen live or later by simply visiting our show page at thedailycomplaint.com. So yes, you are listening to The Daily Complaint. We are on the air live. Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting. I am also your hostess, cruise director, whatever you'd like to call me, that's what I am. As I said, I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We were out yesterday. I am under the weather a little bit, so dealing with a sore throat, which isn't always the most friendly when you are on the air, so hopefully we'll be able to get through this show, so I apologize for that. And if I'm being candid, I was gone Friday because my mother's car wouldn't start, so I had to go grab her. So that's why we missed those days. Most likely we will be off next Monday because it's Labor Day. And ironically, for Labor Day, you do no labor. So other than that, we are committed to, for the rest of the year, and unless we're in the holiday season, which is November and December, we're committed to coming to you every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday live via thedailycomplaint.com. However, you don't have to listen live to benefit. Many of you know that. Many of you listen in an archive state. That's why we actually chose Blog Talk Radio, folks, versus a traditional radio format, which we had an opportunity to do that as well. But we chose Blog Talk Radio because we felt that it was the most advantageous for us collectively moving forward, because it enabled us to post every show. So you don't have to listen live. You can listen to any show you want. I think this is our 286th show. So like I said, for sure by the end of the year, we'll be at 300 shows. Almost a show for every day of the year. Let's say a show for every weekday of the year. How about that? So, welcome to the Daily Complaint. We put on the Daily Complaint, folks, if you're wondering. We do it free of charge. We don't have any advertising. We don't get paid to do it. In fact, we actually pay to air our show every week, or every weekday, I should say. And why do we do it? That's a great question. We do it because we have a passion for helping others. We do it out of sheer frustration, because we know that consumers are not well-versed on their consumer rights. And honestly, it's not your fault, believe it or not. Why? Because Nobody is putting out a charge. Nobody is putting out a call to action. Nobody is explaining to you as consumers where to go to get help, which means you often are left with either no choices, false choices, or choices that leave you holding the bag, so to speak. Okay? We're actually going to look at that today. We're going to see a complaining party that is actually, I think, in court right now, per their post. They had a court date today. But they hired someone to help them, you know. Now, am I saying you shouldn't hire somebody to help you? No. But I am going to tell you how to do it yourself. That way you don't have to hire someone. However, there are many people that hire us because we don't just do loan modifications. In fact, we don't do loan modifications. You can do a loan modification. We will ensure that your consumer rights are not violated during the loan modification process. We do that. I'll explain to you how we do that. And we write complaints to open up options that may not have existed for you before because, let's say, your mortgage servicer or lender wasn't willing to address that option with you. Okay? For example, we had a client at NationStar that had already had a loan modification and a forbearance in a period of 12 months. Okay? Basically, when he came into our office, they were only stating to him that he was in a position for a short sale, to short sell his home. They were actually offering him $12,000 to short sell his home for relocation. Pretty crazy, huh? Mm-hmm. So we felt like there was something fishy. So we filed complaints. He had a lot of issues like predatory lending. He had a toxic loan that was at like 9% as it originated. And it was adjustable, something crazy like that. And he was in a position where he was kind of sold a bag of goods when he was sold his loan. And he had some hardships that he had endured through the process as well. So we were able to get him to a position where he could retain his home by filing complaints. So, excuse me, that's how we work. Now, on the flip side, we have a client that was with Caliber Home Loans or is with Caliber Home Loans that tried to get a modification for 2 years, couldn't. They wrongfully denied them and stated that Freddie Mac, which was their investor owner of their loan, denied them. They didn't deny them. They never ran them through. How do we know that? We filed a complaint with Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac explained they'd never been denied, okay? So we basically caught the mortgage servicer in a lie. And we got Freddie Mac, their investigation team involved. We had an FHFA, Federal Housing Finance Agency investigation team involved. We had a Making Home Affordable Modification Program investigation team involved, as well as the Department of Treasury, or the Treasury Department involved, okay? So we assisted the client in enlisting the help of all of those entities that they wouldn't have done on their own, okay? So that's what I'm saying to you is, if you're just going for a loan modification and you've never applied for a loan modification before, go that route, you know, and we're going to tell you how to do that today. However, if you've tried and tried and tried and tried and you feel like your consumer rights are violated, then you've got some options. You're going to have to either figure out whether or not you can do it on your own and you can file the necessary complaints. And when you file the complaints, you have to understand how to file a complaint and how to lean on federal laws that were created by RESPA, FDCPA, the CFPB, Dodd-Frank. Okay? So you have to understand and know your consumer rights, which is why we do the show. So that we can educate you on knowing your consumer rights. So therefore, on the back end, you can assert or exercise your rights. But when you do so, you need to do so in a proper format with the proper information behind it. Okay? So, for example, the Caliber Home Loans folks, they finally were granted a modification. They're in their modification. They've finished their trial period plan. They're waiting for their permanent modification paperwork. They have been up against a sale date the entire time, and they've been moving their sale dates every month, and they've been charging them to do so when the paperwork states that they're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to proceed with foreclosure if the account is already marked for foreclosure. Okay? So as long as they remain compliant, which the clients did. So we're now, even though they have a modification, they've come back to us as a consulting firm and asked us to file some more complaints against Caliber and with Freddie Mac and other agencies with regard to now they're facing a sale date, but they've complied with everything. And they're now being fee padded all the way so that when their loan gets converted into a new permanent loan modification, they're going to have about $10,000 more in fees than they had a month ago, believe it or not, which is pretty crazy. So, nonetheless, we'll have to see what happens there. We're in the midst of that. But that's what I say to you is that, you know, some of you feel that you need an attorney. I'm not going to tell you you do or you don't. We're not a law firm. We're not attorneys. I'm not going to give you legal advice. We're going to explain your consumer rights here at the Daily Complaint. That's what we do. We'll point you in the direction of your consumer rights. We'll explain what rights are or should be afforded you. We'll explain to you how you can do things on your own. But most importantly, we're going to try to instill in you every single minute of every single broadcast that you have to know your rights in order to assert them. You can't do it on emotion. Okay? You've got to do it on rights. You know, what are your rights? What's been violated? What's fact? So you've got to fight on fact, not feelings, okay? So again, this is the Daily Complaint. We do air live. Right now we're airing live, 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. You don't have to listen live to take advantage. You can always join us at thedailycomplaint.com. We're here to help you folks. You know, some people we can't help. I think last week I turned away three people because either they weren't in a position to be helped or they were already in a process that they didn't require our help. Or sometimes they just want advice. I promise you, there are honest, good people out there that will help you and direct you to where you need to be. But the reality is you have to know enough to know the difference. Okay? So we're going to see that today. So, again, just to kind of recap, folks, we air live every weekday here at the Daily Complaint. You can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. When you get to thedailycomplaint.com, every single show that you listen to, even if you don't listen to, even if you just click on it, has my personal signature at the bottom with my email and our office number here at N Consulting and the Daily Complaint, I should say. So reality is that there's no reason to suffer in silence. If you don't want to contact me directly, we have Twitter and Facebook links. We also have a link to our website, our N Consulting website. It has a contact us page. You can do so there as well. So reality is, like I said, you've got to get educated. You've got to know your rights. And you've got to understand a clear, clean, concise way to assert your rights. And then you're going to get a leg up. You know, chances are you're going to get what you're looking for. And then you've got to know what your rights are and who oversees them. So we're going to look at that today as well. Like I said, our complaint is against NationStar Mortgage. It was posted by Sue in Moreno Valley, California, Thursday, August 27th. So we're just a couple days out of this complaint. I'm going to read you the complaint and then let's talk about it on the back end. Okay, because there's about five different elements to this complaint that we need to discuss. One of which is, how do you get a loan modification done? Do you need anybody's help? Where do you go? What can you do? Do you have to wait for your mortgage servicer to send you the documentation? How do you ensure that the documentation that you send to them is received? So on and so forth. Okay? So, Sue states, I worked with Jason Wrighton of Elite Loan Services to assist me in obtaining a loan modification. Okay. Again, to me it appears that she used a company. Okay. Now, I'm not slamming any companies because, like I said, we're a strategic business consulting firm that specializes in consumer rights advocate work. So we help a lot of clients. We're honest. We're ethical. We do what we say we're going to do. We say what we do. Okay? Not everybody's going to be the same, but there are good companies out there that will do that. Anybody that's just going to do a loan modification for you, beware. If they're not going to assert your rights, what's the point? Same thing with an attorney. If they're not going to stop foreclosures and assert your rights, then you can do everything yourself. It's cheaper and easier for you to do so. Okay? So, Sue goes on to state, I was assigned a contact person, then a dedicated loan specialist. Okay, so one thing to know, and especially with NationStar and possibly every other company out there, the chances of you actually getting to speak to your dedicated loan specialist are slim to none. With the exception of Ocwen, because you can schedule calls with your relationship manager there. That's what they're called there. However, many times, even if we have a scheduled call with the relationship manager, somebody else calls you. So you're going to have to assume that every time you make a phone call to your mortgage servicer, you're going to get someone that's not familiar with your loan. Okay? That's why I would recommend, if you have any issues, you send in the correspondence. Why? Because when you send in the correspondence and you mark it with your loan number on every page, it actually gets attached to your account. So whether it's, you know, Billy, Bobby, Susie, Cindy, Jenny, you know, Ricky, whoever answers your phone or your phone call, they can pull up and see your documents. So then you don't have to go through the whole thing again. You could say, just read it, you know, and explain what the situation is. So if you have any issues, better to address them in writing. And we're going to talk about the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, in a second. When you start having issues, address them in writing and file formal complaints. Okay, you can file them with the CFPB, that's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Their website is consumerfinance.gov. You can file them with the FTC, ftc.gov. You can file them with HUD, hud.gov, if they're RESPA-related. You can file them with your own Attorney General's office. You can file them with your own Department of Financial Services or institutions. You can file them with your state representatives, your mayors, your governors, whomever your government representatives are. Okay? You can fire them. You can file them with the U.S. Attorney's Office. Okay? There's usually a U.S. attorney that's designated in your region. Okay? So, again, there are a lot of options, but you just have to know your rights in order to assert them, and you have to understand who oversees what and understand how that works. Okay? So Sue goes on to state, I was not able to talk to anyone due to NationStar's policy of not transferring calls. Well, like I said, you know, don't assume you're going to talk to anybody other than the person that answers the phone. Every 3 months I was asked to send bank statements and utility bills. I did. Okay? The big question that I would have in this whole process, it shouldn't take more than 3 months for you to send everything in and for them to review your loan for mortgage assistance. You know, if it's taking that long, there's something wrong. There's a runaround issue, okay? Once they get a complete package, they're supposed to only have 30 days to review it, and if the decision isn't favorable or something that you feel is justified, then you have a 30-day appeal period on the back end, okay? So there's your first issue. If every 3 months you're sending in more paperwork and you've sent in a complete package, meaning you've sent in a request for mortgage assistance, a 4506T, which is the IRS form so they can pull your transcripts or your taxes, Many of you are going to be required to also submit a tax return. Many of you will be required to submit pay stubs or whatever your income is. If it's Social Security, you'll need an award letter and proof that you're receiving it. If it's self-employment, you'll need a profit and loss statement and proof that you're receiving it, so on and so forth, okay? So, if I was having to send in documents every 3 months, that would warrant me filing a complaint. If it were with regard to loan modification, and I felt I was in position for a Making Home Affordable Modification Program modification, then I would file a complaint with the U.S. Department of the Treasury, the CFPB, and I would open up an escalations case with the MHA HAMP escalations team. Okay? If you have a Freddie, Fannie, VA, USDA loan, they all have special numbers that you can actually go to them directly and file complaints. Okay? The reality is there are a lot of options out there for you. And you can actually call and we'll look at the Home Affordable Modification Program, the Making Home Affordable website, makinghomeaffordable.gov. You can call them and they'll also provide you with a HUD counselor, which is basically just a glorified application submitter, shall we say. Okay, so Sue goes on to state, I contacted NationStar numerous times to get information regarding the status of my loan modification. No one was able to help me. No one would answer my questions regarding the status of the loan mod. Finally, an agent answered and said, I'm sorry, your house is at the auction for auctioning. She would not provide me with any more information. Well, time out. You knowing that your house is on the auctioning block should never be the first occurrence by calling them. They should have served you a notice. Legally, that stated that you had a sale date well in advance of your sale date. And if you have someone helping you, they should have known you had a sale date as well. Because generally, sale dates are scheduled 30 days out to give you time to work it out, okay? So, again, you should have received legal notices. You should have received an update from whomever you hired or are working with to help you with your loan modification. So there seems to be some tomfoolery going on here and many violations of your consumer rights under the CFPB Dodd-Frank RESPA, as well as just basic due process of law. Again, I'm not an attorney. I can't give you legal advice, but as a common person in America, I am well versed on the knowledge that there is a process of law that needs to be followed if you're going to go through a legal process. You know, so again, it's about understanding what your rights are. So now she goes on to state, I called the auction people and was told no one bought it, so the bank has it. Okay, to me, that presents an opportunity. If no one bought it and the bank has it, that means that you have an opportunity to go back and find out why you were wrongfully foreclosed on. In my opinion, if this is what happened, then there's some dual tracking questions, meaning when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure, while simultaneously assisting the borrower to avoid foreclosure, that's prohibited. If they submit an application 37 days prior to the start of a foreclosure or prior to foreclosure sale, that should stay the foreclosure. And we're going to see that in a second. Okay? She goes on to state, I've been served with an unlawful detainer and I've responded to it. My court date is September 1st in Moreno Valley, California, Building D. What can I do to get my home back? I have no idea what happened in the loan modification. Okay? This is one we're definitely going to respond to today. I don't know what's going to happen in court. I hope they reverse it. I hope that she can prove that she didn't receive legal notices. I hope she can prove she was going through a loan modification. And hopefully they give NationStar an order to work it out. Now, the fact that she's in California, she has additional protections under the California Homeowner Bill of Rights, HBOR. Okay? So again, it's about knowing your rights, folks. You've got to know your rights. Okay? So let's look at some of those rights real quick. Okay? We're on the CFPB's website, consumerfinance.gov. Strong protections for struggling borrowers. The CFPB's mortgage servicing rules ensure that the borrowers in trouble get a fair process to avoid foreclosure. I read that. You heard that. A fair process to avoid foreclosure. Nothing about this that Sue's dealt with seems fair. Okay? Borrowers shouldn't have to worry about mortgage servicers cutting corners or losing applications for relief. They should be told about their options and given time to apply and be considered for loan modifications and other alternatives. Most of all, they shouldn't be surprised by the start of a foreclosure proceeding until they've had time to explore all available options. If they act diligently to seek alternatives, they should not face a foreclosure sale before their applications have been evaluated. Ding, ding. Okay? The new protections for struggling borrowers include restricted dual tracking. Under the CFPB's new rules, dual tracking, described as when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure while simultaneously working with the borrower to avoid foreclosure, is restricted. Servicers cannot start a foreclosure proceeding if a borrower has already submitted a complete application for a loan modification or other alternative to foreclosure, and that application is still pending review. To give borrowers reasonable time to submit such applications, servicers cannot make the first notice or filing required for the foreclosure process until a mortgage loan account is more than 120 days or 4 months delinquent. Okay? Servicers must let borrowers know about their loss mitigation options, which is under notification of foreclosure alternatives. They must provide you with written notice after you've missed two consecutive payments. Servicers must have policies and procedures in place to provide delinquent borrowers with direct, easy, ongoing access to employees responsible for helping them. These personnel are responsible for alerting borrowers to any missing information on their application, telling borrowers about the status of any loss mitigation application, and making sure documents get to the right servicing personnel for processing. Servicer must consider all foreclosure alternatives under a fair review process, and servicers can no longer steer borrowers to those options most financially favorable to the servicer. No foreclosure sale until all other alternatives considered. Servicers must consider and respond to a borrower's application for a loan modification if it arrives at least 37 days before a scheduled foreclosure sale. Says an application, doesn't say complete. Okay, if the servicer offers an alternative to foreclosure, they must give the borrower time to accept it. So, in my opinion, it seems like many of these were violated with regard to Sue. Okay, so if you're in the process and you need to submit a loan modification, go to makinghomeaffordable.gov, okay? On the top right, it states free expert help is just a phone call away. They give you the phone number, okay? Making Home Affordable is an official program of the U.S. Department of the Treasury and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, so Treasury Department and HUD. Those are your two complaints that go out if you have issues with this, okay? Also the CFPB, because we just read you those rules, okay? You may be eligible for HAMP if you meet the following basic criteria. You're struggling to make your mortgage payments. You are delinquent or in danger of falling behind. Note that. You don't have to be. You obtained your mortgage before January 1st, 2009. Your property's not been condemned. And you owe up to $729,750 in primary residence. Okay? They give you all the available programs. They tell you, see if your mortgage company is participating. There's steps. There's actually a video that you can play that will tell you what income documentation you need and assets and whatnot. And then it'll say apply for help today. They have another video, and they actually give you the request for mortgage assistance form. Fill out their forms and send them in. You don't have to wait for anybody to send you forms. So makinghomeaffordable.gov. So reality is this, folks. You've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. You can go through the entire loan modification process yourself. If you are hit with any obstacles, you can file complaints with every single one of the entities that we just spoke about and more. Okay? But, folks, you've got to know your rights in order to assert your rights. We're going to contact Sue, see if we can do anything to help her. Thank you so much for listening today, folks. This is the Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us if you have any questions. contact us if you need any of these resources, folks. Okay? Know your rights. It's so basic. It will help you for the rest of your life if you know your rights. Okay? So, folks, don't forget, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is at consumerfinance.gov, the CFPB, the MHA HAMP program, makinghomeaffordable.gov, that's where you can find that, and all the forms you need, as well as videos that give you step-by-step instructions on how to do things, okay? But if you have any questions, visit us at the Daily Complaint, contact us, don't suffer in silence, okay, folks? So, know your rights and assert your rights. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. This is another awesome edition of the Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Daily Complaint live. In the meantime, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Know your rights and assert your rights. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your support. We're grateful to be able to do what we do. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. This is the Daily Complaint.